This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Reeds bygedra het. But now it's time to chat to Dr. Wendy Christine from Integrated Health Solution. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Anton. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. So today we're talking about antioxidants and free radicals. So what are antioxidants and free radicals?
So antioxidants are protective molecules. They neutralize the effect of free radicals, which are unfriendly atoms in our bodies. And the antioxidants can safely interact with these free radicals so that they can prevent the chain reaction that causes cell damage. Free radicals are these unstable atoms that can damage our cells. So we want to to limit the amount of free radicals that are produced in our body, because these quickly react with other parts of the body. They take on the electrons and to become stable. And in the process, they harm important parts of our cells. So our DNA, our proteins, our cell membranes. And so over time, if we have too many free radicals, we can develop illnesses and disease, and we can age quicker than we would like to.
So how do we generate free radicals?
So our bodies generate the free radicals when they are converting food to energy, but they can also be generated through biological processes. So breathing, the action of sunlight on our skin and our eyes, many metabolic processes in our body can generate free radicals.
And what are some of the diseases that can be linked to oxidative stress?
Well, the oxidative stress causes a lot of degenerative diseases. So things like Alzheimer's disease and dementia, which are brain cognitive issues, cardiovascular disease, so heart disease and strokes and those kind of things, autoimmune and inflammatory diseases. People can develop cataracts in the eyes due to oxidative stress. We lose elasticity on our skin and our hair goes gray because of oxidative stress. So that's a natural part of aging, obviously, but sometimes that process is accelerated. And then diabetes and Parkinson's disease are also some other diseases that can be due to oxidative stress.
And when it comes to lifestyle factors, what are some lifestyle factors that accelerate the production of free radicals?
So things like exposing ourselves to toxic chemicals like pesticides, air pollution, smoking, excessive alcohol use, and fried foods and very processed foods will also increase our oxidative stress.
Oh, many people eat fried foods, unfortunately. So how do we get antioxidants?
So our bodies can't manufacture the antioxidants by themselves. So we have to get them from our diet. So food first is always a good idea. And if you're eating a very colorful diet, then that is generally helpful. So you want to be having, you know, we talk about eating the rainbow, where you're eating your reds and your purples and your blues and those kind of rich, vibrant colors, greens and reds, and not so much of the white and the gray foods and the brown foods. There are several enzyme systems in our body that can disarm free radicals, but we need antioxidants, specifically vitamin E, beta carotene, vitamin C, and selenium. But before we rush out and buy those antioxidants, we want to make sure that we are not taking too many antioxidants as well, because antioxidants can also quickly do the opposite job. They can become pro-oxidants if we take too many of them. So rather eating them in your food is better than taking too many in supplement form.
Okay, so what are some of the foods that are good sources of antioxidants then?
So things like your allium vegetables, those are your onions, your leeks, and your garlic. Anthocyanins, which are eggplant and grapes and berries, so those are your purple vegetables, and bright red. Beta carotene, which is your pumpkin, your carrots, your mangoes, apricots. Funny enough, spinach, which is not orange, and parsley are also good sources of beta carotene. And then we get catechins and flavonoids, which are in red wine and tea. We get the indoles, which is in the, or the indoles, which are in the cruciferous vegetables, such as broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, selenium, which is in Brazil nuts. That's a very good source of selenium, but it's also in seafood, your lean meats and whole grains, and then in offal, you know, your brains and hearts and kidneys and those kind of things are rich in selenium as well. And then vitamin E, sources of that is avocado, wheat germ oil, nuts, seeds, whole grains. And then vitamin C would be things like your oranges, black currants, kiwi fruit, mangoes. Again, some of your vegetables like broccoli, spinach, your green, red and yellow peppers, your capsicums and strawberries. So we think often vitamin C, we want to only go for oranges, but there are many other vitamins or many other sources of vitamin C than just your citrus fruits.
Well, fortunately, I love my veggies, so hopefully I'm getting enough of all of what I need. But Dr. Wendy Christine, thank you very much. Where can people reach you if they want to chat?
So they can contact me on my business WhatsApp line, which is 082-476-4933, or they can contact me via my email, wendy@integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
Okay, and that's Health Solution, not with the S, so it's Integrated Health Solution.
No S.
Yes, thank you very much. Have a lovely day. We'll chat again next week.
Okay, thanks so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So daar sê dis met Dr. Wendy Christine, gaan gerus na Integrated Health Solution. Jy sal meer inligting oor haar daar sou kry. Oor so 9 minute van nou, 8 en 'n half minute van nou, dan is dit ook weer tyd vir jou
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 AM. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.